like making you happy.
Thank you.
She's not there.
Where is she?
Just now, a blue limousine pulls up and carts them off.
Y'all remember Jimmy Darmody?
Welcome back, kid!
Now that he's made the world safe for democracy, he's back to lend us a hand, too.
You seen the action?
Caught some shrapnel from Jerry's grenade. Spent 8 months in the hospital.
I could mix this up real nice. 500 bottles will get you 3,000.
Say fat chops.
If you steal from my men, you steal from me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But you'd like it.
I would have. Plenty of fellas at the front had pictures of their sweethearts.
How would I have known where to send it?
Did you fuck him?
It's an important night, Eli. Bad enough I have Dad to look after.
I want
to
sing my piece.
Where's your brother?
Dad, Carrick Fergus.
Oh, what do I give a shit?
James Darmody and an unnamed accomplice executed 5 men.
You're a prohibition agent.
Bring in numbers.
I'm Annabelle. Us girls all help each other out here. Which girls? You know, the concubines.
I'm sorry about the girl.
Your mug, Liam. It'd be nice to hear that from him.
I told him to pick a whore and he did.
I think you'd agree the Greek town belongs to us now.
Beef.
Usual.
Corned beef, hash, and eggs.
All right, thanks. You're a credit to the force. Leg again.
I should have let him cut it off.
I wish it'll make you feel better. That was my cop. Your pal Liam?
The mugger / pearl.
Mm.
Apparently he takes his meals at a joint on the north side.
Now I'm warning you. Don't come near me, goddammit. Don't come any closer to me. Look, get back! Get back, you little son of a bitch! Carlisle, don't make me use this! That's right. Hey, get out, all of you, little turds. Everybody stand back. Come here! Help! Help!
Where was the surgery done?
Field Hospital outside Verdun. Three more at Walter Reed.
This is some fine work.
So why does it hurt?
The screws in the femur could be a problem there. Trauma to the nerve.
So I got a screw loose.
Do you think you do?
It was a joke.
No numbness or weakness.
It's more of a dull ache. Inside. It started recently. Hurts like hell.
How's your sleep?
Off and on. I'm up a lot.
What do you do?
I go for walks. I read mostly.
You're employed? What do you do?
Oh. Bell telephone.
Have you ever heard of Dr. Robert Woodworth? He developed a test during the war to help the soldiers. We're giving it to all the men who come in.
What kind of test?
It's called a personal inventory.
The war is over.
It might be useful anyway for the country.
Set a high standard for a clean America. What do I have to do?
Just answer a few questions about yourself. It could help you feel better.
Sure. Why not?
Try and hold still, man.
Good God Almighty.
Pop, listen. Come on.
You fucking butcher.
Pop, just let us get you situated, okay?
Look who's come to pay a visit.
I came as soon as I heard.
I called your office. Betty said you were your lady friend.
Who's that? Mabel?
Mabel was my wife. You know that.
God Almighty. Oh, God. Get in there.
Easy.
Five goddamn hours. I lost my leg if your brother hadn't come by.
Thank you, Dr. Saran.
All right, Mr. Thompson, here we go.
I'll stop by the hospital later, Pop.
So, this woman is Margaret Schroeder.
Yes.
What's going on there?
She's a lovely person, Eli.
I'm sure she's a peach. She's also a widow, remember? Pretty tragic circumstances.
She knows nothing, and she never will. It smells like piss in here.
Cat piss.
That too. I'll call Sailor's Haven, see if they have an extra room.
We can't do that.
Now I'm supposed to get him a private nurse?
June and I'll take him. He can live with us.
What about your kids?
The kids love him. Suppose it is time to sell, huh? A lot of memories in this place.
We should give it to Fleming. Let him fix it up. They just had another baby. More to come, probably.
Just give it to him?
Let some decent family make a home of this shit pile. Goddamn toaster. Cost me $9. He never even plugged it in.
Fursky, over on Illinois?
Ink don't even stick.
Said he'd take $50 off.
I don't care, he pay me. I can't use this shit.
Mr. White? Mr. Chalky White? Hello? Hello?
How do you do? You are, I assume, Mr. White. May I say it is both an honor and a privilege to be making your acquaintance.
Fuck are you, short pants?
My name is Michael Lewis. I'm a businessman. I have traveled here today from the borough of Manhattan in the city of New York to discuss a proposition with you. May I approach?
You may stay where the fuck you standing. What proposition?
A boy, let us say, wants to buy a boiled wool coat for his sweetheart. At Gimbel's, this coat puts him $12.46 out of pocket. On Rivington Street, this identical coat costs what?
This ain't no coat store, son.
But the principle you'd agree is the same. You make a certain product, yes, sells for a certain price based on quality, cost, competition. So what do you say, Mr. White?
About what?
About my buying, let's call it 1,000 cases of spirituous liquor directly from you to our mutual benefit.
Cut out the middleman. Nobody ever got a no except you and me.
Precisely right.
Your mama know you out wearing your daddy's Sunday suit?
No, sir, she does not. She also doesn't know that I have this. $10,000 in U.S. currency, $500 notes. And all you have to do is recognize an opportunity. Would you like to share the punchline?
Well, the punchline is, you tell old Nucky Thompson it's gonna take a lot more than 10 grand to get me to fuck him over.
Well, you can't blame a fella for trying. Gentlemen.
So it's me, Eleanor, and the baby, with the thunder booming right outside the window. Next thing I know, thanks, Nuck. Next thing I know, little Georgie, his sister, and the cat are all crammed in with us under the covers. I tell you, a bed bug crawled in, the whole Magilla would have collapsed under the weight.
How old's the baby now, anyway?
A little over 5 months. Flies, boy. It was just yesterday we brought her home. Scrawny little thing. Came 7 weeks early. I owe it all to her mom, though. Night and day, she fed that kid, bundled her up close. I swear she didn't put her down for a month. Well, anyway, enough of my yammering.
No, actually, it's your family that I wanted to discuss.
Return my calls?
I'm so sorry.
Lucy, I'm in a meeting.
I don't care. I love you. What does she have that I don't have?
Lucy.
She's a fucking shop girl.
Calm down, okay?
I left some of my clothes here.
I'll call you, okay? We'll have dinner.
I want to go to the pictures.
Whatever you'd like.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Fine. We'll talk about it later.
I feel I'm too Italian inside me.
We'll talk about that as well. Sorry about that. So, you're still in that flat over on Vermont?
We are.
You need a house, Damien. With the yard for the kids.
That's the plan. We're saving up.
I want you to have my father's place. He doesn't need it anymore, and I sure as hell don't want it.
That sounds great, but we couldn't afford it yet.
I'm giving it to you. No strings. You fix it up, make it livable.
Gee, Nuck, I don't know what to say.
Say thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks a million. You just made Eleanor and me about the happiest people on Earth.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Sometimes I'm not sure what he wants from me.
Then what's that big bed for?
Besides that.
The more important thing is, what do you want from him?
Well, I don't want to lose this.
He'll never marry you, you know.
I know.
The last girl, Lucy, you've been with her for ages.
It would be nice to have some certainty in our lives.
I've been with Harry 3 years now, and the only certainty I've got is stashed under a floorboard in my bedroom. Almost $4,000 worth of certainty.
You make him pay you.
Not exactly. Rich men can be careless with their money, especially the married ones. The occasional 10-spot kite from his trousers while he's asleep. It adds up after a while.
I could never do that.
You might surprise yourself someday. Do you love him?
I'm fond of him.
Is he in love with you?
I don't think he's gotten over his wife.
What does he say about her?
Not much. It's just the impression I get. He's rather parsimonious with his sentiments.
That's probably just as well. The last thing you want is him talking too much.
What do you mean?
One thing I learned, not from Harry, but from the one before him. Let them keep their secrets to themselves. You let him open up and bare his soul. He'll be a constant reminder of how weak he really is.
Mom, I'll come play.
In a minute, my dear.
Oh, look at those curls. Why, you'll have no trouble getting a man at all.
Shut up.
Anybody got change of a nickel?
Oh, look who it is.
Last time I saw you fellas was in the back of a Paddy.
This is Charlie Luciano.
And my pal Maya.
Mickey Doyle, how do you do?
He says you're a real solid fella.
So why didn't you tell me you was in town, huh? What are you doing here?
Business. Where else would I come to this shithole by the sea?
Oh, Janus.
So let me ask you. How many times do you think you could knock over Nucky Thompson's bagman before he bites back?
It was easy pickings.
So what was you fellas?
We're getting a toehold on the alcohol business. We need a little scratch to get things rolling.
It's a nice take. 3,000 clams.
It ain't hay.
You do realize you owe Mr. Rothstein for the privilege.
He ain't got no jurisdiction down in Atlantic City. They came here from Philly on their own accord.
Have you been noticing the cost of gasoline? Last week goes from 18 to 20 cents a gallon.
Who is this kike?
Name's Maya Lansky.
And he's a pal of mine, like I said.
Gasoline, like I said. It's what moves America.
Once you got the hooch, you got a distributor, right? Got to set up stills, warehouses to store the stuff, payoffs for the bulls, politicians.
Bottles, crates, labels, it adds up. You want to run a top-shelf operation, you're going to need a lot more than $3,000.
We got muscle.
Yeah, you and your brothers against the whole city.
So what are you saying? Is Rothstein willing to back us?
Show him you're capable. You've been to Lolly Steinman's?
The Delicatessen?
It's a casino. Nucky Thompson owns it. End of a Saturday, they got 150 grand in the cage.
You fixing we robbed the joint?
And he's the smart one. We're gonna work out the details, but 50% goes to AR in New York.
The other 50 we use to bankroll our next move.
We?
Name's Billy Winslow. We got him dead to rights on an armed robbery, a jewelry store. His mother's sick and he's terrified of going to jail.
And why is this my concern?
As soon as I leveled the charges against him, he started bawling like a baby. Said he wanted to talk to a Fed from Atlantic City.
Who are you?
My name is Nelson Van Alden. I'm a special agent with the Bureau of Internal Revenue in Atlantic County. This is my colleague, Agent Sebso.
Hello.
So, I gather you've got a story to tell, Mr. Winslow?
That depends. What's in it for me?
You're looking at 10 years hard labor at Rahway. You're not exactly in a position to bargain.
There was a hijacking in the woods last January. It was a truckload full of hooch headed to New York. They left 5 bodies behind.
How do you know this?
Because I was there as a decoy.
I blocked the road with my car.
I wasn't involved in any killing. It wasn't supposed to happen like that. Nobody was supposed to get hurt.
Then why did they?
Look, I can give you the ringleader and you can just ask him.
What's his name?
If I tell you we have a deal, you'll get me off?
If you agree to testify, I'll use my influence as best I can.
His name's Jimmy Darmody. It was him and this fella called Al.
To read.
Keeps me occupied.
What is a book?
It's a It's called The Tin Soldier. It's a bunch of malarkey. Smoke?
Not possible.
Thomas Farina?
James Dorman.
Richard Harrow.
Nice to meet you.
My sister sends them to me because I used to enjoy them.
You don't anymore?
Mm. It occurred to me the basis of fiction is that people have some sort of connection with each other. But they don't.
Thomas Decatur?
It's me.
Thank you.
Not making you take the test?
Nutcase test, yeah.
Then they'll tell us if we're normal or not. I hear
Some of the questions are embarrassing.
Just lie.
I find that difficult now. They're interested in what's in our heads, so the next time we'll fight better. I should leave this in my room. If I don't have it with me, I become anxious.
German sniper mask.
I had to wait a very long time for him to take it off.
You were a marksman?
I watched him from a blind for 3 days. He lifted it to scratch his nose. I put a bullet 1 inch below his eye.
Well, fuck him, right?
Yeah. On the test, they ask if you ever made love to a girl.
James Darmody? James Darmody?
He left.
Did he say why?
He said he was feeling fine and then he left.
Duryea Frost? Richard Harrow?
He left too. Go ahead. Try lying.
Yeah, that's right.
You're sweeter than wine. Like he saw us together. Lucky Thompson didn't get where he is by being naive. That look on his face. He knows something's amiss. So he knows. And then what? He could stop giving me money. Depend on this man. What about Jimmy? I would have thought he'd send something, if not for me, for Tommy. You just may have to get a job, my sweet.
I know.
Anything from that art dealer in New York?
No. But
that Robert's friend Jonathan is coming in town to look at some real estate. He works at Washington Square Gallery in Greenwich Village. He's agreed to assess your work. Greenwich Village. Can you imagine? It's everything you've ever heard it is.
Watch out for rusty nails.
And don't wander off.
Keep Sweeney. See, you brought the whole company.
And half a lad of 38. Couldn't afford it otherwise.
Well, let's hope there are no fires in town. Why don't you and the boys take a breather? Mind if we take a look?
Be my guest.
Oh, that's just a bunch of junk your dad didn't want.
You seem surprised.
It's nicer than you described.
It is now. It was filthy. Shameful, actually. I used to dream about fixing it up.
Well, it's quite cozy.
It's funny, it didn't seem all that small when I was a kid.
Because you were small yourself.
I look at my father now. He's this frail little man. When I was a kid, he was the giant in Jack and the Beanstalk.
He frightened you.
With good reason.
Does he still?
He can't hurt me now. On my 9th birthday, I made the mistake of reaching for a piece of bread ahead of my dad at the dinner table. He used this hot poker to remind me that he eats first.
I wondered how you'd gotten that.
There are times, even to this day, where I'll lay awake in bed thinking about the fact that my father, the man who was supposed to protect us, to provide...
I'm no stranger to a man's cruelty. Sometimes it's best to leave the past where it is. I should check on the children.
You live here. This is a whorehouse.
Yeah. Want a drink?
Bourbon.
Two bourbons. The real stuff. You got a straw back there?
Straw?
Second drawer down. Down. To the lost. Again?
You have a gun under your jacket.
It's a Colt 1903.
I have one of those. And a Smith & Wesson triple lock. Ross died. Webby 455. Mauser 1914. Very small. Enfield 1917. 30-06. Telescopic sight. Very accurate. Accurate 700 yards. I like the Colt in the hand. How do you use yours?
What do you think?
Use it to kill people. It's very good for them.
I want to introduce you to someone. Odette.
Hi.
This is Richard Harrow. He's a friend of mine. He's a war hero. He needs to know how grateful the nation is for his sacrifice. You're a patriot, right?
I'm whatever you want me to be.
I'll watch your things. I'll watch them. It's okay.
Come on, baby. I got a whole ticket tape parade ready.
So now I've got the crazy blues. Since my baby went away, I ain't got no time to lose.
I'm sorry, Harry, I'm not following you.
International reply coupons. This Italian fella up in Boston buys them in bulk and sells them here at face value, locking in his profit.
Well, if it's so easy, why doesn't everyone do it?
All I know is he pays 50% on your investment within 45 days. Just re-up, third time in a row. A whole mistake.
I'll let you know. White. Say hello to Harry Price.
Get a load of that.
Chalky White, the proprietor.
Quite a place. You people certainly are a lively bunch.
So, I met your boy. I'm sure you heard by now.
What?
Mr. Lewis, that little kid you sent around with the bankroll to test me out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's how it's gonna be, huh? Y'all have a good time.
Where the hell are our dates already? That's all. More giggle juice.
Right away, sir.
What were you boys gabbing about?
Business, what else?
What else is there?
Politics.
His two favorite topics.
His only two.
That's not true. I'll talk baseball anytime.
Baseball fan, eh? I once owned a catcher's mitt signed by Hardy Richardson. My prized possession.
Oh, come on, y'all! Get up off your seat!
Harry, let's dance.
I'm beat, doll. Let's sit a while.
You can sit later. You can even lie down if you want.
Well, I'll certainly take you up on that offer.
Quite a couple.
Bit of a mismatch, ask me.
She seems to like him.
She seemed to like the last one, too.
So you played baseball as a boy. Do you still have your mitt?
What?
Oh, no.
It was stolen.
That's too bad. What happened?
Nothing. I don't know. A bunch of kids robbed it. Beat me up.
My goodness. Were you hurt?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's
Ready yet?
Commodore, you barely ate none.
My stomach's on fire. Jerry. Come here, goddammit.
That ain't no proper food for a dog.
Oh, little Ann, what the hell are you doing out there?
Just a minute now. Been here 3 months, Commodore. And Dr. Saran said that maybe...
Hey, I told you no doctors, damn it.
But maybe you got worms.
Worms, my ass. I'm dying.
Now, hush up with that.
Nucky Thompson come by?
No, sir, but he sent Mr. Boyd on by with your envelope.
Getting too big for his britches.
Mr. Boyd, sir?
Thompson, goddammit. Sends one of his fat-ass minions. I put the son of a bitch where he is. They put me in jail.
I left the envelope on your desk, Commodore.
Jesus Christ, that's awful.
You just lay down now, and I'll make my porridge paste with the tea leaves and rub it on your belly.
In these days of indigestion, it is oftentimes a question as of what to eat and what to leave alone. Every microbe and bacillus has a different way to kill us, and in time will claim us for their own. There are germs of every kind in every food that you will find, in the market or upon the bill of fare. Drinking water is just as risky as the so-called deadly whiskey. And it's often a mistake to breathe the air.
Bravo!
Hooray!
More coffee.
No, thank you.
Can I be excused?
You may.
Me too, please.
Off you go. I've been feeling regretful about something I said. I'm afraid I took some bad advice.
Oh?
In your house, your father's house, you began to tell me of your troubles, and I was quite selfish.
It's all right.
It's not. I want you to confide in me, to feel safe in doing so. We're obviously intimate in many ways, but I'd like you to feel that you can talk to me.
The baseball mitt. Some kids stole it, so my father marched me down and made me challenge them to a fight. There were four of them, years older than me. I got beaten unconscious and was in the hospital for 11 days.
That's horrible.
Life can be that way.
Hello?
Who's on the telephone?
A friend of Mr. Thompson's.
Of course. Come get me and we'll drive over. And give Fleming a call. I'm sure he'd like to see it. My father's house. It's all done. Would you care to have a look?
Oh, I'd love to, but I need to put Emily down for her nap.
Can I come?
Mr. Thompson's busy, dear.
Uncle Nucky. Get your coat, kiddo.
Remember me?
Keep your hands on the table.
was just doing Sheridan's bidding.
Relax, I'm not gonna kill you. Did you serve, Liam? In the war?
I had rheumatic fever.
3 years. France, mostly. It's almost impossible to describe the horror. It's a living, waking nightmare. There was a soldier, a German. Him and his men tried to attack our position in the Aragon Forest. It was nighttime. While he was trying to climb through some barbed wire, I shot him twice, once in the stomach, once in the neck. He slumped over the barbed wire, and no matter what he did to try and wriggle free, it just got worse for him. I left him there, like that, for days, listening to him moaning, crying, Mutti, Mutti, Mutti. That's German for mama. Mama, that's what he kept saying. The curious thing is that despite the fact that his situation was utterly hopeless, he didn't want to die. I offered to kill him several times, but he just kept fighting. Like some miracle would befall him, get him out of his predicament. He held on so desperately to life. Some people feel, certainly in that soldier situation, that being alive is much, much worse. I'm gonna go now. I don't want to ever see you again.
You won't.
Pretty amazing, huh, Pop? Can you believe it's the same place?
What's he doing here?
I wanted him to see it all fixed up.
Well, he's seen it. Now get out.
You may think you're king, but you're not worth a goddamn. Yeah, get me out of here.
Go wait in the car. To live.
Life to me.